kicking back for summer. Oh, it sometimes takes a good bottle of wine. And here we go, the unofficial start of summer right now. Do you realize the mistakes, though, that you are making, perhaps, when you pop that cork?
I didn't know there could be mistakes, as I said earlier. Scott's like, tisk, tisk, tisk. Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us live now with our Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Hillary.
All right, so Sunday is National Wine Day.
Yeah.
What do we need to know? What are we doing wrong with our wines?
Well, National Wine Day, Sunday. So there's no school or work on Monday. Mm-hmm. I think they planned this pretty well.
Yeah.
I think a lot, first of all, there's five, I don't know if we'll get to all five, but five general things that most wine consumers don't or could do better to enhance their wine experience. First thing, they serve their white wines too cold and their red wines too warm. White wines need to warm up a little just so you could really enjoy this wonderful bouquet and the flavors in a wine. Most of us take wine out of an ice bucket or out of the fridge, pop it open, and put it right into the glass. You really want to let that warm up about 10 minutes. Pull it out of the fridge, let it sit 10 minutes, and you will really be enjoying a completely different experience. Matter of fact, try it. Take two glasses, pour a little white wine directly out of the fridge, and then set some aside to let it warm up and try them. And I think it's going to be a remarkable difference.
And you also talk about letting wine breathe. What's the reason behind that?
Well, air, or specifically oxygen, mm-hmm. is wine's best friend, worst enemy. But, you know, wine is kind of this wonderful living thing. It's been bottled up in a oxygen-free environment. It needs to get out and stretch its legs a little bit, right? So if you let some air get into it, you pour it into a big glass or preferably even a decanter where you can really spread out that surface area, let the air get to it, give it, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes of just in contact with it, particularly red wine, before you do it, it's really going to enhance the experience. Just opening a bottle of wine and drinking it straight out of, you know, pouring it into the glass and having it straight out is really doing the wine some disservice.
And people shouldn't gulp it, right? I mean, it's not snooty to really swirl it. No, but really to stick your nose in that wine and smell it. Doesn't it enhance the whole tasting?
It really does. And you want to get the right glass. This is number three. Get the right glass. And I'm not talking about, you know, a mason jar or straw. You know? Get a right glass. So for a red wine, get at least a 12, 15-ounce tumbler. And white wine can be a little bit smaller, but you really want these wines so that, again, you can get the wine to breathe, you get in contact with that bouquet, and you can get the full effect of drinking that wine.
Now, here's something that, you know, I wouldn't say trouble with, but I don't know everything about this, and that is pairing up the right food with the right wine. And you're saying that a lot of times we don't serve the right foods with the right wine. Explain.
Yeah, and you know, and it's really easy for everybody to promote this, drink whatever you like with whatever you want to eat. And that's fine, but there are just some things that don't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you ever tried to have an artichoke with a red wine?
Oh.
It's really hard. It makes that wine almost metallic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to avoid things like that. Or if you're having like a salad that has an acidic vinaigrette, don't pair it with a Chardonnay because it's going to make the salad taste flabby and the Chardonnay taste off. You may want something a little with higher acidity, like, say, a Sauvignon Blanc. That would probably work pretty well. But pay attention to what you're pairing. Again, traditionally, I love the idea, red meat with red wines and fish and chicken. Nothing wrong with having them with some great white wine.
Quickly, before we go, what do you do when you come across a wine you don't like? I'm sure that even happens to you, Scott.
Oh, I drink it anyway. No, I simply, life is too short to drink bad wine. Mm. And if you don't like a wine, for whatever reason, it might be a great wine and people are raving about it. You don't like it, don't drink it. You know, find something else or wait until the next time another bottle is served. But don't try to love yourself into a wine. It's not worth it. And not every wine out there is for everyone.
Great advice. Thanks so much, Scott. And enjoy the holiday.
You too.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist with the Wine of the Week. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.
And there are lots of them.